It's Illinois Public Radio. I'm Brian Mackey. Several years ago, Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner outlined a plan in which the state's social services would be jammed up in order to force Democrats into voting to undermine labor unions. Today, social service spending has been held up, but as we'll learn in this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth report, Democrats have yet to relent and say they never will. In September 2012, the year before Bruce Rauner officially declared his candidacy for governor, he shared his vision for a crisis that could help reshape state government.
In Illinois, there's been a long time history of what I would call social service, social justice, a bigger role for government in a safety net than in many other states.
Rauner was speaking at a tax policy conference sponsored by the George W. Bush Institute.
I think we can drive a wedge issue in the Democratic Party on that topic and bring the folks who say, you know what, for our tax dollars, I'd rather help the disadvantaged, the handicapped, the elderly, the children in poverty. I'd rather have my tax dollars going to that than the SEIU or AFSCME, who are out there for their own interests.
3 years later, Rauner has lately been saying he's very unhappy Illinois is without a budget. But the governor was selective about what parts of state government he allowed to shut down. Elementary and high schools have been kept afloat. He signed that portion of the budget into law. Colleges and universities, on the other hand, have been cut out. Rauner went to court to make sure state employees kept getting paid, but social service agencies are without funding, resulting in service reductions and closures. That appears to be the early result of Rauner realizing his vision to conscript the disadvantaged into his battle against organized labor. Now, Democrats are being asked to choose social services or unions.
Well, I think it's a false choice.
State Representative Christian Mitchell is a Democrat from Chicago.
Look, I'm the grandson of a union steelworker. The only reason why I'm here in this position as being a state representative is because of that great job that my grandfather had.
There's an angle from which Mitchell might appear to be a persuadable Democrat. He voted against the wishes of labor on the big 2013 pension overhaul, and unions responded with a tough primary campaign that made him work to hang on to his seat in the next election. But Mitchell says under Rauner's proposals, unions are facing an existential threat.
We're not going to sell out the middle class, an institution that's been important to the middle class, in order to have the governor do something he says he wants to do anyway, which is be compassionate.
Democrats have been offering this critique of Rauner's agenda for months, calling it extreme and saying his policies would hurt the middle class. But beyond that ostensibly noble posture, Democrats also have a significant political stake in the strength of Illinois labor. Unions, especially government unions like SEIU and AFSCME, have given millions of dollars to Democratic candidates.
If you weaken organized labor, you weaken the Democratic Party.
Robert Bruno is a professor of labor relations at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He says when some Republicans get elected to state government positions, they see unions, particularly government unions, as a continual source of opposition.
So sometimes it raises the question, is the target the actual union or is the target the Democratic Party?
Rauner continues campaigning for his policies in every corner of Illinois. He even held a series of meetings with representatives of social service organizations back in August. Andrea Durbin, director of the Illinois Collaboration on Youth, was at one of those meetings. She says Rauner seemed to support the mission of groups she represents, which help at-risk kids. But without a state budget, social service groups are quickly running out of money.
We do feel like we're being pawns in a game that's not, it's not about us. You know, let's be clear, the fight that's out there is not about human services.
Which is precisely the scenario, the wedge issue, that Rauner envisioned 3 years ago. You can read a more detailed examination of the connection between the governor's labor agenda and social services in this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth report. It's on our website right now at wuis.org. I'm Brian Mackey.